Did Mum mind?
No, only in the house. Well, you see, when Dad and Grandad were out on the land, Mother had to look after the front house, and then with those up children, and eight to wash for and cook for, and she hadn't time to go out to work. She very rarely ever sat down.
What sort of working week would she have?
Well, that hour. Well, mostly 6 o'clock time she got up. Because the men went out, you see. Well, Grandad used to be up first about 5 o'clock feeding the horses before they went out to work. Then eventually they got some more land just up to the Horncastle Road there, another 50 acres, because the Fleece Inn belongs to the estate at Holton. You know, Mr. Gibbons now was Mr. Dixon then. And then the Caven Farm belonged to Lord Yarborough at that time. But a lot of the Yarborough estate's been sold for death duties over the years. So that farm's, well, it's Nickerson's now. So then, you know, they had two men working for them then as well.
So
they had, you know, they had sheep and cows and
Grandad
pigs and
up first, five.
Yeah, to feed the horses before they set off. Mm. And then he came in for his breakfast, and then he used to go with the horses as well. One yoke, they call it. So he came in about 3 o'clock for his dinner. And then he didn't do a lot more other than see to the horses. And he always used to go to give the horses the supper up, he used to say, about 8:30. And then he'd have a drink and go to bed. Most nights in the winter time, he used to play dominoes with us. And sometimes when the weather was bad, he'd come in and he'd say, "Oh, those are lucky who has no home to go to." And I used to think, "Oh, isn't it terrible having no home to go to?" But I realised when I was older that he meant that they, because they were inside, they wouldn't need to go home.
And did your mum have a routine then with her work? She got up early.
Yes, well, by the time she got up, you know, by the time, and Dad, you see, he would have a drink before he went out, and then he'd milk the cows, and then it was sort of breakfast time for him, and we were getting up then, wanting our breakfast and getting ready for school, but we all had jobs to do before we went to school. Somebody had to clean the boots and shoes for going to school. And somebody had to let the chickens out and feed them. And one had to, if the breakfast wasn't ready for us, because we didn't have a cooked breakfast or anything, we had to get the breakfast ready.
So what would you have for breakfast?
Oh, we'd just have bread and jam, or else we'd have cold, but you know, we used to live a lot on boiled bacon, and we'd have cold meat if we wanted. But we, none of us really. There wasn't cereals like there is now. We just had bread and jam or tomato sauce sandwiches. And then, you see, my mother had to clean up in the front, in the bar or whatever rooms had been used. And then she had to, you know, be prepared to for anybody coming in during the day. And we always came home for our dinners from school, 12 o'clock. So she had us home from school, dinner for 12. Dad came in at 1, and Grandad came in 3 o'clock. And by the time she got squared up, we were coming home from school again.
And would there be many people visiting you at that sort of time of day?
No, there wasn't many people that I'd call, as you know. Well, and in the summertime there was, you know, like a few visitors. There was maybe people staying in Caister, and they had a walk up, you know, go round the, well, they called it going round the mills, coming up it there and then going round by up the Horncastle Road and down Whitegate Hill. because apart from the mill at the Wrights Mill, there was also the waterworks mill up near the Yarborough School. And so they used to say round the mill for a walk.
Why do you call it a waterworks mill?
Well, it was the, you know, it was for the pumping the water up, I presume. Because, that, yeah, well, there's still the houses there, isn't there? Pumping, like a pumping station. It wasn't working, I don't think, as a water mill as I remember it, not with any sails or anything on. But it could have done before they got that the other water works building. I don't know. And there were some cottages there, too.